All right, let's get to the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who we'll put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Oh, lovely.
All right. Brooke's on the shock collar while she does that. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
The modern Olympics have been taking place since 1896, and everybody knows that the top three competitors in each event takes home a medal. Gold for first place, silver for second, bronze for third. But did you know that the fourth place finisher does not go home empty-handed? What? In a tradition going back over 100 years, the Olympic Committee has always given fourth place one particular thing. What is it?
Okay, well, my first thought is a participation ribbon.
Oh, a ribbon. Yeah, I could see that. I'm just like, hey.
You stand off the podium and then they hand you a ribbon.
Yeah.
You're behind the podium. What if it's like a gift card or something?
So, does anybody know why they give away so many stuffed animals at the Olympics? Isn't there a reason behind that?
I'm thinking I have no idea.
So, maybe it's a toy or a stuffed animal?
Legos?
They don't get the medal, they only get that.
But it's been every year since when?
Since 1896.
Oh, so, wow. So whatever it is, it's
old.
It's old,
it's
yeah.
Old.
A stick.
It's old.
A stick.
They get a rock.
But it's a little stick,
yeah.
So.
That is a long one.
Well, you know what? The ribbon idea is good because back in, you know, I'm sure horse shows and
maybe
all
they
kinds
get,
of stuff had ribbons.
I'm just trying to think of what else you get when you compete in something. Like, you get some sort of belt or you get a robe or...
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Modern Olympics have been taking place since 1896, and everybody knows the top three competitors all get medals. But did you know fourth place finishers do not go home empty-handed? In a tradition going back over 100 years, the Olympic Committee has always given fourth place one thing. What is it?
I'm just going to go with a ribbon.
A ribbon? What about a certificate?
A fourth place ribbon.
Everybody knows the top three competitors in Olympic events take home gold, silver, and bronze medals, but you probably did not realize that the fourth place finisher also gets something from the Olympic Committee. In a tradition that dates back over 100 years, the International Olympic Committee presents the fourth place finisher with something they refer to as an Olympic diploma.
Oh.
It's a laminated piece of paper that shows proof of their participation in the Olympics.
Hey, you were here.
A certificate.
Just in case no one
knows.
Yeah.
Here's proof. You can hang on your wall. Somebody texted in and wanted to hear Candy Shop by 50 Cent, so you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
I'll take you to the candy shop. To make the lollipop.
What is that?
Oh, hey, girl, don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. Whoa! That was a weird one.
That was weird, yeah.
Like, it hurt and it didn't hurt all the
it's
same
like a
time.
Sensation.
Yeah. Or you're just so into the song, nothing could faze you.
Yeah.
Today's show was produced by Steve. Do you think I'm sexy, Boyd? And Jeff, who cares? Let's do this. Debo. Have a good one. See you later.